Canto 11, Chapter 1. The Curse Upon the Yadu Dynasty. Sri Shuka said, after Lord Krishna, together with Balarama and surrounded by the Yadus, had realized the elimination of the Daityas and had reduced the burden of the earth, very soon a conflict arose between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. They, the Pandavas, who time and again were angered by the duplicitous gambling, the insults, the grabbing by the hair of Drupadi, and the other transgressions of their enemies, their nephews the Kauravas, constituted the immediate cause with the historical dynastic struggle for the Supreme Lord to further relieve the earth of her burden and also kill all the kings who assembled at Kurukshetra to take opposite sides. And after the Yadus, being protected by his arms, had eliminated the kings who, with their royal armies, had burdened the earth, the unfathomable Lord thought to himself, one may say that the burden of the earth has been eliminated, but I do not think the load is gone. The intolerable burden, alas, remains with the Yadu dynasty itself. They, who in every respect sought their refuge in me, were never frustrated in the exercise of their power. Since they have no defeat to fear from any other side, I will arrange a quarrel within the Yadu dynasty, just like fire in a bamboo grove is generated by the wind by mutual friction. That is how I will achieve my purpose, my abode of peace. Thus having decided, O King, the Lord, the Almighty One, who realizes everything he wants, withdrew his family by means of a curse that was pronounced against them by the Brahmins. After by his form, the beauty of all the worlds having freed the eyes of men, by his words having attracted the minds of all who remembered them, and by his feet having redirected the wrongful activities of anyone who saw them, the Lord, who effortlessly on earth spread his glories, which are praised in the most beautiful verses and by which one may cross the ocean of ignorance, achieved his desired position of peace and beatitude. The king said, how could it happen that this curse against the Vrishnis was pronounced by the Brahmins? The Vrishnis, who were fully absorbed in Krishna, were always charitable and respectful towards the Brahmins and served the elders. What led to that curse, and what kind of curse was it, O purest among the twice-born souls? Please tell me how this dissension could rise among those who share the same soul of Krishna.